We do have a great new Western that we're opening called Slow West with that Michael Fassbender. Hubba, hubba. But Saturday, we're doing our next not-so-silent film, which is pretty punk rock, IMHO. And we're doing a beautiful 1926 film called The Adventures of Prince Ahmed.
This is so cool.
It's pretty cool. So if anybody out there saw the last one we did with the Cinderella with the paper cutouts, it's the same woman who did that, Lottie Renninger. And it's based on 1001 Arabian Nights. And it's all hand-cut paper, stop-motion animation. It's the first, it's actually the very first feature-length animated film ever made. 1926.
Wow.
I know. And German. Although she did leave Germany when the Nazis took power because she did not care for them.
Huh?
So.
Good woman.
Yeah, smart. It's a beautiful film, and it's being accompanied by a couple people from Seattle who kind of do this for a living. They're professional musicians, whatever that means. But they were commissioned by the Northwest Film Forum to write original soundtracks for a number of movies. So they've done original soundtracks for 5 different movies, and they do them. They did it at the Seattle International Film Festival some years back, and just all over the joint. And I was going to book them a little concert, but so much work. But they're great. They're multi-instrumentalists, Miles and Karina, and they play the accordion and the viola and the other instruments that I can't remember right now.
Sounds good.
It's going to be kind of amazing. And I'm trying to get people to drag kids to it. But people who don't like going to movies with kids, don't worry about it. Stop being like that, because you know why? It's a silent film. You can make all the noise you want. You know who one of the most obnoxious person who ever came to one of my silent movies was? Andy Klein. And I thought, I'm going to have to kick him out. No, I don't, because it's a silent movie. You don't have to listen to what anybody's saying, because they're not saying nothing.
Andy.
Andy in the back, all lada yada, blah, blah, blah. Him and that damn Jamie Karnak. Like, stop it with the bromancing and the talking. Nobody cares what you have to say.
So when can people come?
I mean, I couldn't say that to him back when he used to work here because, you know, get out. But now, I don't care. I don't even drink beer. Whatever. The point is, it doesn't matter if kids are yapping or if you're yapping because this movie is still beautiful. Although you really shouldn't talk during a movie ever. You know how that goes. A serious face. What?
So where can folks get tickets?
Oh, right. Well, they can now get tickets at Rainy Retreat Books, which I love. I just brought tickets down there to Roy's yesterday, and they're moderately priced. And they can also get them online. Go to our website. There's a widget. Widget. GoldTownNick.com, is that right? GoldTownNick2ends.com. Or just come down to the theater, say, hey, what's up? But if you come to the theater, the doors lock, knock, and do the secret knock. Otherwise, I'm not going to come down from upstairs to... It's 8 stairs and a big chair I have to get off of. I'm not doing it. So do the secret money knock, which is like M-O-N-E-Y.
All right. Well.
Oh, I'm supposed to say it's Saturday at 7 and 9 and Sunday at 4 and BYOB. I didn't say that.
Thanks for coming on the show, Colette.
You're the best. Let's hear it for Annie B, everybody. She's the best.